the fortunes of war were turning. With the coming of spring, their winter food stores were depleted, and they were unable to plant or replenish their supplies. King Philip's people were starving, and English troops hunted them as though trailing a wounded animal. King Philip and his people evaded capture, but the noose was tightening. In August, English troops fell upon his camp, killing or capturing 173. King Philip narrowly escaped, but among those captured were his wife and 9-year-old son. In Plymouth, the clergy decided their fate. They were sold into slavery in Bermuda.
My heart breaks. Now, I am ready to die.
He would choose where he would die. King Philip returned to his home at Montauk, where his father, Massasoit, had often fed and entertained the pilgrims decades earlier. In the dawn light of August 12, 1676, an English and Indian army surrounded the sleeping camp. Moments later, King Philip was dead, shot through the heart by an Indian mercenary. King Philip's head was put on display in Plymouth, where it remained for the next 20 years.